Sermon 20. Concerning Things Sacrificed to Idols. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. However, there is not in everyone that knowledge, for some with consciousness of the idol, until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died. But when you thus sin against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Ahead of the holidays. Please spend the holidays well. I hope those who visit their hometowns during the holidays will go and return in peace. I pray that he will protect the vehicles coming and going, and protect you like the apple of his eye from all risks of accidents. We must also pray for this country, asking him to protect it so that it does not get swept up in a war. Because if a war breaks out, we will reach a situation where it is difficult to preach the gospel. In fact, the one who protects this country is also God. I expect that during the holidays, brothers and sisters will preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to their families, so that there will be the grace of receiving the removal of sins. If there are delicious things after spending the holidays, please do not eat them by yourselves, but share them with the brothers and sisters who cannot go to their hometowns. Please have eyes that look after our brothers and sisters. Should we eat things sacrificed to idols, or should we not? As we welcome the holidays, I would like to speak about things sacrificed to idols. Everyone, should we eat things sacrificed to idols, or should we not eat them? We should not eat them. What kind of faith do we have? When the holidays come, the people of the world hold ancestral rites, offering sacrifices before false gods. All things are clean, and just because it was offered to an idol does not mean the food itself is dirty. However, the Apostle Paul is dealing with this issue. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Although we may eat certain foods, there are also things we should not eat for the sake of the other person's conscience. It means that knowledge makes a person arrogant, but love edifies and gives benefit. When families gather together for the holidays, among them there will be those who believe in Jesus and those who do not believe. At times like this, what should we Christians do? It is okay to eat the food from the ancestral rites. However, When unbelievers look at those who believe in Jesus, they know that one must not bow down to idols and must not eat sacrifices offered to idols. Because they know it like that, it means we must not eat it. In my case, people around me all know that I am a pastor. There is a custom of sharing the leftover food with neighbors after holding ancestral rites at one's house, and the things that were placed on the ancestral rite table show signs of it. Actually, as food, it is okay to eat. However, among us, there are those whose faith is weak. For a person who only knows to the extent that they have received the removal of sins and must not serve idols, if those who were first say it is okay and eat together, fear arises in their hearts and their conscience becomes defiled. Thinking, it is okay to eat food offered to idols, if they go a little further, it will flow in the direction of thinking, it is okay to offer sacrifices to idols, and it is okay to bow down to idols. It means that although it is okay to eat, we must not eat for the sake of the other person's faith. The apple itself that was placed on the ancestral rite table is not the devil. Because it is a fruit given by God, it is okay to eat. But for the sake of the other person's conscience and faith, there are times when it is okay to eat and times when we must not eat. When born-again people and non-born-again people are gathered together, we must not eat the food on the ancestral rite table together with them. If we eat, it makes them stumble. They will treat Christianity as just one of all religions, and exactly the same as believing in miscellaneous gods. If that happens, that person will consider there is no need to believe in Jesus, will not believe, and will end up going to hell. The conclusion is that it is good not to eat. As we welcome the holidays, you might have the thought, everyone else is eating, so how can I not eat all by myself? At such times, just do not eat what was placed on the ancestral rite table, and because you believe in Jesus, you can ask for and eat the food that was not placed on the ancestral rite table. When they hold the ancestral rite, there is no need to sit together. You can join them when eating the food. It means we must not eat in order to let souls receive salvation. The Apostle Paul says this, but when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 12 through 13. To us, there is only one God who is the Holy Trinity. Looking from verse 5, for even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. Strictly speaking, there is only one God, the God who became the Trinity, that is, God who became our Father, Jesus who became our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who helps us. There is only this one triune God. Therefore, the one who knows the fact that only God is the true God is not greatly shaken by the issue of things sacrificed to idols. Corinth is a port city. Port cities serve the sea dragon king god a lot. They offer sacrifices before that god, placing all the food on an enormous altar, and then people bring it out to the market and sell it. At this time, whether believers could buy and eat it, or whether they should not eat it, became an issue. From which country did the ancestral rites offered to one's ancestors come? Ancestral rites originated from the Confucian ideology to honor one's parents. It is a Confucian tradition that indirectly taught that spirit through the method of holding ancestral rites in front of the ancestors' graves, in order to pass down the teaching of honoring living parents to the descendants. Setting up the ancestral rite table. Even after your grandfather passed away, I serve him like this. Seeing this, you should serve me well. It is an educational process that teaches that. Originally, the ancestral rites offered to ancestors originated in Confucianism. Confucius made it with good intentions, but people used this and utilized it for the purpose of educating their children. So it is said that if they set up an ancestral rite table to commemorate the day the ancestors passed away, the souls come and eat. However, in reality, our ancestors do not come visiting the ancestral rite table on that day. Christian believers solidify their reconciliation with God by setting up food before God and offering a worship service. During the worship service, they offer hymns and invite a minister to preach the word. Just think about it. If our ancestors were alive right now, what would they wish from us? Wouldn't they wish for us to believe in Jesus, receive the blotting out of sins, serve God, and then come before the Lord? Offering with exactly that kind of heart is the Christian-style memorial service. If we say we cannot eat the ancestral rite food because we believe in Jesus, unbelieving family members sometimes get angry. However, we must live according to the conscience of faith. Love edifies. Having correct knowledge is important. However, knowledge alone does not give benefit to a person. We must also know together what is truly beneficial. When eating the ancestral rite food weighs on your mind, you can just ask for and eat the food that did not go up on the ancestral rite table. What we must know is the fact that all things are pure and clean. However, we do not eat in order to keep the faith we believe in and for the souls who have not yet been saved from sin. Eating that food does not become a sin, but we do not eat out of consideration for the other person. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Holding on to this word, I hope you spend the holidays well.